This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Tuesday, November 26. God the Seed Planter. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 8. While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still, other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that, though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear. And then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing they fall away. The seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. It was evident from the tan lines on his arms that the man sitting across from me spent a lot of time outdoors. And a quick look at his hands showed me the calluses, scars, and soil-stained fingers that came from a life of hard work on the farm. This man appeared to have lived a humble, strong, and yet simple life that didn't have much to offer the fast-paced world around him. But how quickly that impression changed with just one conversation, for this humble farmer was far more than simple. He was a deep well of wisdom and experience, a lifelong follower of Jesus who had carefully tended the soil of his soul for over half a century. That soil was really good. And that man's heart had clearly allowed gospel seeds to be planted and to grow, producing beautiful fruit to be shared with the people around him. The Spirit of God had clearly worked in this man's heart and life, and I was blessed by the fruit of his Christ-centered faith. In what ways are you applying God's word to your life, giving room for his seeds of love and goodness to grow and bear fruit that will draw others to seek and praise him? Pray with me. Lord God, thank you for the seeds you have planted in our hearts through faith in your Son, Jesus. Send your Spirit to nurture and grow those seeds, and help us to bear fruit so that others can enjoy the goodness of life you want for us all forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.